Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, iPhone Voice Control. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to demonstrate the feature of the iPhone called Voice Control. And a lot of people might not know it's there, or might know it's there, but might not know what you can do with it. Now, in order to activate it, you need to hold down the home button, or if you've got earbuds in, the center button on the earbuds. So let's say, for instance, I wanted to call someone in my contacts list and just use it for phone purposes. It can be very useful if you do it that way. And you can tell it to call someone's work or home number, or if it has multiple numbers, it will bring up a list and you have to choose which one to call. Let's try and call someone in my contacts list. Call
Rodney Edgar.
No match found.
See, it doesn't always understand what you tell it, and it can misinterpret what you tell it. We told it to do a few things, and it started...
Cancel.
And it started to make a FaceTime call. So you have to be kind of careful what you tell it to do. You can say cancel, and it will cancel. Let's try this again. Call Rodney Edgar.
Calling Rodney L. Edgar, mobile.
Calling mobile.
Hello?
Oh, hi. You answered.
Yes. Oh. I don't really like talking to you, so bye.
Okay.
Yep, so...
Our paratransit. Work. Last call. 12. Home.
And it's very handy because you can do that for anyone that's in your contacts. Another thing I can do is I can check and see what time it is. Hold down the home button. What time is it?
No music.
What time is it?
The time is 9:24 p.m.
Now it finally worked.
Settings.
And I can do all kinds of things with music. I could say play artist Pink Floyd, and it would find all my Pink Floyd, for instance. Play album The Wall, and it would find that. Play playlist. If I had playlists and they all had names, I don't know, Jim's playlist. Play playlist, Jim's playlist. It would play all the songs in that playlist. You can go forward and back, previous and next, shuffle, pause, or stop playing music. And you can even use Genius to find more like this, I think is the command. Play more like this with Genius. So it does have a lot that it will do. One thing I will mention is that it does not work with podcasts, only music. So if you have podcasts in your iPhone, it won't. You can't play those with voice control. And also, if you are using VoiceOver, sometimes the responses from voice control, like for the time, and when it says calling so-and-so, will come out of the earpiece of the phone and not the speaker. So that's just something to be aware of. It was working correctly here because I have the phone hooked up to the mixer, so it was picking it up. But I had VoiceOver on, and the response was coming out of the earpiece. When I turned VoiceOver off, it was coming out of the speaker. So just something for you VoiceOver users to be aware of. The most handy thing I can think of that you are able to dial your... It comes up with your contacts if you say the name. Like we said, it can misinterpret what you're talking about and accidentally start FaceTime calls and things like that. But, you know, for the most part, it's a handy little utility that I really haven't made much use of, but it's using it as simple as that, and thank you very much for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.